The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rechter.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 on Facebook Live and 10 to 11 on WRHI EM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And Mr. Rector's here with me this morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Steve. How are we doing today?
We doing good. It's a beautiful day.
And it is a beautiful day.
Kind of messed up my hair because I had the window down. It was so nice coming over here until I realized I'd gone the wrong way since the road was closed.
Yeah, me and Steve had an interesting, I guess, like a scavenger hunt trying to come in today. We come down to Oakland, and right there in front of the old Picks Theater, before you get to Legal, they had the road closed, tearing up the road right there. So I already knew the bridge was closed on Charlotte. I took a left for some reason, went down there, had to turn around, come all the way back down to White Street and come into town that way. So
I haven't been across White Street and Dave Lyle in a long time.
Yeah.
I got to see that whatever they're building on the corner there is going up now. So I don't know why.
I usually go back. I don't know why I drive back that way and come in another way. So there's 6-1, half dozen, another. When did you get down there?
A long time ago, we used to come to varsity, and I'd go Constitution, Tommy would go Oakland, and he always beat me. Legal Remedy's kind of blocked off right now, aren't they?
Well, the one side's open, the other side's not. So that's just, I don't know, they should have maybe had a veer around the right there to go around.
I don't know. I was thinking about that. How would people get to them with that barricade across the road?
Yeah, I think they're just tearing up something this morning, hopefully. So hopefully
Yeah, they didn't say anything about doing
everything,
Oakland.
Everything will be fine. The bridge is fine on Oakland. The Charlotte is not. It's not going to be fine for a long time here.
What, it's 6-8 months? Isn't that something I heard somewhere?
I don't know. I'd probably say a year.
Oh, really?
If somebody told me 8 months right now, I'd probably say that's probably a year.
Depends on who's doing it. I found with DOT, if they tell you it's going to take 2 or 3 months, you better plan on 13 to 14. But, you know,
yeah.
You're not knocking DOT. It's just the way it is.
Well, they get whoever does it gets incentives if they finish early and stuff. Like the one on 77, they did a great job on that bridge.
Well, Triplett came out like a bandit on that one. But anyway, that's a private contractor. I don't know if this one up here is private contractor or state doing it.
Not sure.
They get diverted over to other things. But anyway, we got here this morning.
We got
that's
here.
A good thing.
And it is gorgeous outside.
Oh, it was nice this morning.
It's going to be hot today.
I couldn't resist rolling the window down, letting air blow. And
let me in here like old dogs. I like to ride the window down.
My arm hanging out. Back in another lifetime, I used to drive a truck all day. And I learned, for some reason, I rode with the window down, mainly because the truck didn't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
And now it doesn't matter what the weather, I'm driving with the window.
I do too. I see there's
it'd
not many people
and
do
sleeting
that.
And people be looking at me weird, and I got the window down.
There's not many people do that anymore, really. We have a Jeep, and I just don't see how you drive a Jeep with the windows up, unless it's really hot. I mean, like up in the 90s. But if you got a Jeep, you need to have windows down, let some air get in there.
It gets warm. Most people take the doors off.
Yeah.
You don't have any windows to roll down.
That's surprisingly cool if you do take the doors off. It lets in a lot of air. And first time I did that, I was a little scared. You will wear your seatbelt if you have those doors off.
You don't want to fall out going down the road. Okay. But we made it, and it's been, like you said, a beautiful day. And actually, it's a pretty nice week. One day got a little toasty, was it Wednesday or Thursday? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't, there's enough breeze that it wasn't the high
humidity.
We got
a little bit of rain early in the week. It was nice, and we needed some. And I think there may be some coming first of the week, but it is going to be progressively getting hotter, which it does at the end of July.
Well, it's August almost.
Yeah, almost August, boy.
And people got to realize we're only 5 weeks from Labor Day.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that amazing to me?
Football's coming. Football and cool weather.
That's right, Matt. Are you ready for some football?
Oh, yeah. High school football.
3 weeks away, and that's they don't call it the Jamboree anymore.
Is that the Jamboree's 3 weeks?
The Football City USA kickoff.
Oh.
Yes. Football City USA kickoff, the old Jamboree.
Powered by Hospitality Heating and Air.
Ooh. Hospitality Heating and Air. He's not our sponsor, but he's sponsoring a good event, so we'll give him a plug here.
A.K.A. the Jamboree.
Also right. Formerly known as. That would be better. Okay.
Three weeks. They have all the high schools in Rock Hill be playing different opponents, and I think it starts with like at 6 o'clock or something. And they play half a game or something.
Right. And yeah. I think it's going to be South Point and Cox Mill from up around Concord. Rock Hill High is going to play Providence. And Northwestern's going to play Steve's boys over in York.
Really?
Yes. They renew the old rival.
Yes.
Oh. That was put on hold a couple of years ago. Crank it back up.
Man, the old Jamboree, they played quarters.
The old Jamboree used to be like, it was 8 different quarters, wasn't it?
It was they
16
quarters.
Teams. If you can imagine, 16 it different high schools showing up
and playing
one quarter each is a logistics nightmare right now, but it worked back then.
Back in the early days, it's primarily just Rock Hill and Northwestern. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were the only two high schools in the Rock Hill School District. You had York, Clover, and Fort Mill. It wasn't surplus of high schools everywhere like they are now, but. That's part of what put us on the map was advertising on this radio station.
Yeah, Steve.
Doing high school football. I mean, that's how Get Them In and Get Them Growing got born is for high school football.
I still listen to it if I don't go to a Northwestern game, I find myself listening to it on the radio.
But they'd sell us the season package and we had tickets to every game, but Northwestern Rock Hill, we had to pay for that.
Yeah.
Just being a sponsor wasn't good enough to get you in that game. That was the biggie. I mean, people waited.
They packed 10,000 people in there.
0-7, and then that game, if you won, that was a winning season. You know, it was kind of.
Well, we'll be right back after this break. David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Put me in. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and my client promise is I will always go the extra mile and cover all the bases when guiding you through buying or selling your home. Ready for life's next chapter? Visit me at Brenda.ReinhartRealty.com.
This is Steve Crump. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscape and home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape quality plants, business trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Come to Southern Salads for burgers, pasta, barbecue, and of course our famous homemade chicken salad. Come in for lunch or dinner, or to save you time from cooking, take it home. We also have convenient packaging for tailgating or parties. Southern Salads, York County's home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories, play a song again. Got to the garden party.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. I tell you what, we might just have to start Matthew up as a DJ. I mean, he's getting on a roll.
He's building
here.
Quite a resume.
He's getting on a roll.
Off our backs.
And we're talking about our intro music. So he plays this old stuff that we kind of like. But anyway, we had a good week this week, like I say. Walk-ins down quite a bit, but the ones that come are spending a good chunk of money, and we're able to get some things called up that we should have done back in February, March. I mean, we couldn't.
I'm beating down some of the paper stacks on my desk here. There's starting to get smaller.
I saw the top of my desk for 2 days in a row for the first time in 2 years.
Is it still brown?
It's still brown. Pat and Tommy bring stuff in, throw it down, and I actually jerk it up and file it right then instead of waiting 3 months.
Wow, man.
The stuff get covered up that I need behind it. But anyway, it's been good. And we needed a little time to regroup because some of our people wanted to go to the beach. Hadn't been to the beach in 10 years, but this year they wanted to go to the beach. So everybody
deserves a good vacation.
Everybody's got plenty of money right now, I guess.
Refuel yourself.
And I'm the one writing the check, so that's sad. But
you
anyway.
Got something buried. I know you got something buried out there.
That a man with a plan. Admiral Kimmel, how are you today? He's half of the team that is dumb enough to put us on here.
I was worried when I pulled in and saw his car here. I'm like, oh, we're in trouble.
Thought we might get fired.
Today's young.
Well, we seem to be doing all right. They ain't called and scolded me in a couple weeks. So.
That's good.
We do something wrong, I usually get a phone call. But not for the things I think I'm going to get a phone call for. That's what's kind of weird. But anyway, let's get back to what we're here for. Kind of got messed up today, but anyway, you're talking about had a week.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you about my week this week because, like I said, me and Steve's jobs all revolve around weather. So when I do sod a day before, so I have all my Monday sod all ready to go. Rains at the farm Sunday night, can't cut sod. So then that means I have to move all the Mondays to Tuesday and blah, on down like that. So get up. They always text me the morning to tell me if it's too wet to cut or whatever. So Tuesday morning, get up, too wet to cut. So take all that Monday, Tuesday, move it to Wednesday. Wednesday morning, get up. Now, it hadn't rained up here, but down there, they've been getting a lot of rain. Rain Wednesday, no cutting. So now I've got
6 days, 7 days
of size is going to be jammed into 2.5 days. So I built quite a relationship with people this week, calling them over and over and over again. And then what was really funny, I had it all arranged Friday. Well, when it rains, the sod's heavier. So I can usually put 18 pallets on a truck. So when it's heavy, I can only put 14. So that's a whole nother thing. I lost more pallets. So Friday afternoon, we were going to do 16 pallets. I had everything sent in, and they actually got rain Friday morning down there. About 10 o'clock, had a big shower come through. So I had to change that back to 14, call people back again. So I was telling Steve, I was at the store this morning at 6:45. I had a truck there with extra sod that these poor people have been wanting it since Tuesday, but they're going to get it today before 2 o'clock. So there's a lot of things go into account when you're dealing with sod. So the sod looks good. It was heavy, but that rain's always needed down there. And they tend to get a lot more rain than we do down through. There's a little trough that goes down there between kind of Columbia and Augusta, and it just shoots toward Charleston.
It's always done that. Actually, you go Florence County, Darlington County, even Horry County at the beach, all the way back to Anderson. And there's a little, but that's supposed to be the biggest aquifer in the United States is under that ground. They got you could almost drill a well and water shoot out of the ground. It's so big, but they get a lot of rain. You're right. My mom and dad back in the 80s lived in Darlington or Hartsville, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And Tommy went down there, and I went down there going to landscape the house, and that morning it poured. I mean, the bottom fell out. There were 3 inches of water in the backyard. So we went in the house, had lunch, came back out, and we go back to
it
work.
Dry,
I mean, it all drained in 3 hours, and we right back at it.
That's
up
what
here,
I mean.
You'd be down for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It rained enough where we couldn't cut, so that was
that's
a good
pretty
bit
big
of rain
down there, The weight's the big thing.
Yeah.
Because even on the receiving end, if that's just wet, it's a job getting it out.
Well, our old DOT friends, they like to sit up the road, 321, between our farm and Columbia. And I guess
wait on you.
We've had somewhat of a tumultuous relationship over the years, maybe. But they like to sit there, and they see a truck after rain. They pull it over, and then, boom, get fined for it. So not something you want to start your day out with.
Well, that's easy money. So,
it is.
Yeah, they know.
Might be a good commission for them. I don't know.
They can get their cash totals pretty quick because they know one truck's going to be up.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, So you're going to get it all done today. Yeah, so you got a week done in two and a half days.
I got about 20 people picking up sod today, which is crazy for a Saturday. But they'll be there from 8 to 2. So I had it all marked this morning before I left to come here. They called everybody, and boom, we'll have us a Saturday.
And you're going to have a big Saturday.
Yeah.
Make up for the slow week. Okay.
Yeah, that's one of those things. You got to have kind of have a sense of humor about it, because it just – You call the same people 4 days in a row. It's
like, some days are like that. I mean,
but everybody was very reasonable about it, and they understood. So, one of those things.
Well, the only ones I found that aren't reasonable about weather are people that are brand new gardeners. Mm-hmm. They don't understand. They want it now, and they want it now. It don't matter.
You know? That's it.
And
well, we're headed for a second break, and we'll be right back here with the Gardener's Bench.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
See Imperial Pool and Patio for a full line of BioGuard pool accessories. This is Kevin Ice. See us about our easy three-step sanitizing program and start enjoying a pool full of sparkling blue water all the time.
Imperial Pool and Spas in Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
And we're back to the gardener's bench, and Dave's over here making motions at me, and Matt's laughing at me.
Put
I don't know what's going
on, old man.
I don't have to have my headphones on. I can hear it without the headphones. I can't hear the music anyway with the earphones, so might as well take them off. Yeah. Anyway, it's been anything else in the Carolina Fresh World this week besides rain keeping your sod from getting
Well, luckily, you know, since we've expanded what we sell, we have a lot more things to sell. So all those were moving pretty good with blocks and walls and mulch. And I'm getting some more pavers in. So
is the block getting better?
Yes.
On getting it? That's why I've heard that from a couple people this week.
It is starting to get better. Not everything in the block world, but we're getting a lot of stuff in.
Tommy had one this week. We're supposed to put a little small 2-foot retaining wall in. We don't do big stuff, just little stuff. And she said, well, I think I want this kind. And he said, it'll be whatever we can get. And I promise you any colors right now.
Tommy's like, many of the other landscapers, I tell them, just please come to my store and we can walk around and
say, well, what we got. What's available when we get ready to do it. Not what's available today, what's available
unless
when we
I
get
know
ready to do
something's
it.
Coming. I mean, I don't always know unless it comes down the hill. So when I tell people when it gets here, I'll let you know.
Well, it might be like us. I order a load of plants and they send me what they want me to have.
Yeah.
It's not... Guys, well, can't you order it? No, I can put it on the list, but it's up to them whether they send it or not.
Shoot, I'll take it. If they call me and tell me they got this and that, I said send it.
That's what we do.
I don't have anything else to sell? I'll sell what I got.
Yeah, we'll unload it on somebody. We just need the material.
People laugh. I'll sell a picture off a wall in there if that's what people want.
Hey, I tell them I'll sell Rhonda, but he got to take Dead Rick with
it
for the right price. The key to that is right price.
Yeah. You ain't selling no Rhonda.
And they got to take debt, too. Assume all debts.
You'd be lost without her.
Pretty much. It's the best thing ever happened to me. So it'd have to be a pretty healthy price, but it is doable.
To have Steve say that, that's a big thing.
That's a lot. Yeah. Anyway, now, for one time, there were trouble getting the caps for the block.
Yeah, we're still having issues with that, but I found another company that made some caps that you can use interchangeable kind of thing. But they make a bunch of wall and don't make the caps for it. I don't understand.
I don't understand that either.
The cap basically is a 4-inch by 8 by 18-inch rectangle, so it's not like it's a lot of science goes into it. It's etched on one side, and the rest of it's smooth. So I don't.
Seems like you can just run that forever. You know,
hey, we should start making some.
And then might all start doing something. I don't know where you do it at, though. But anyway, what was Tommy looking for? He was having trouble finding the other day. I don't remember now, but
I've got some small. You're talking about building a small wall. I've got some little things over there.
He went over there the other day and looked at what you had and got another book because the lady stole his book.
Yeah. We got plenty of books to give out. So.
Well, that's why he wasn't too worried about
it. Yeah. And we actually got it. We're getting, I think we discussed this one other time, but we brought in some more lighting. It's some of the lighting goes under the caps for like a patio, but some of them are just walkway lights and
things like that.
And spotlights and all kind of things. So we're trying to get into that here. So
did you tell him you were doing that?
Who? Oh yeah, it's a whole company's doing it.
I mean, you told Tommy you were doing that.
Yeah, I think I did.
I'll ask.
Anyway, Stig worked all week on the little patio over there, putting them up, and they look good over there. So
how's my man doing?
He's good.
Good.
He is very good. He's going to take a vacation, I think, starts Tuesday.
I thought he was on vacation when he came to work for you.
Yeah, he feels like he is.
Compared to what he was doing before.
He's very happy there. I'm very happy to have him, too.
He's a good guy. He's very knowledgeable.
Yeah. A sieve of information, how do you say?
Way back yonder. I guess he was still at Carolina
Downs.
He was doing irrigation repairs for us. Him and another guy. I don't remember who
really?
It was. Yeah.
Billy Crabtree, maybe? Well, he knows a lot.
I don't remember it being Billy, but it might have been. Mm-hmm. Him and another guy. He was one I dealt with. And that was in the early days of irrigation, so there wasn't a tremendous amount of repairs, but more than we could get to. So.
Yeah, I met him back in 1984. So that's a good while ago, so.
This was probably about, I don't remember, it was before or after Hugo, so it was right around 89. So I met you first.
I think he went to Quail shortly after that, probably.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. And we've been, we used to play at Carolina Downs pretty regular. That's where we met you, believe it or not. We did the parking lot and
that's right,
all
you
that
did.
For Mr. Gerald. And that was our first crop of nutsedge. Bobby Beck sold us topsoil, and it was eat up.
Yeah, I remember having to go try to spray it out.
It was everywhere. And they had a product come out called Bassagran.
Yeah.
And brand new. And old Willie Pennington with BASF.
Oh, yeah, I know Willie.
Everybody knows Willie. And he called me. We were at a show, and we told him about it. He said, look, this stuff works, but it's not labeled for commercial yet. For landscaping, it's just for growing.
Yeah, sod farm.
But we had it at the nursery using it on the plants, but we couldn't use it out on somebody's yard because it wasn't labeled for it. I'm getting ready to break the law because this stuff, he's getting mad and I'm mad. Yeah. This thing ain't working. So he said, I'll let you know. Well, that was on a Saturday because back then the shows were Saturday and Sunday. And he, called me and said, I'm sending you something. This is like Wednesday morning. And when they first approved the label, he faxed me the label from Washington, D.C. And we had the label in hand so we could put it on those things. And it killed it. Mr. Gerald was a happy man, and I didn't have to listen to him anymore.
I was up there. That's back when I was doing golf carts, and they built a nice berm around the parking lot. It was kind of a C shape down through there. And I was out there doing carts. I saw some smoke. I looked up and somebody had thrown a cigarette in that thing, and it almost got out of control. I was out there with some water, a shovel, beating that thing down, and there's cars all around through there. I'm like, good Lord.
I heard about that. I didn't see that.
That would have cured that nut's edge, bro.
Yeah, that would might have taken care of it, blown up. One of them cars blew up. And, yeah, that was in the
nice
good
job
old days.
Did
the
there.
Good old days got up and went.
Yep. But and back, now the golf course is not there anymore. It's homes on
it's
it.
It's houses on it now.
It's you turned into Carolina Crossing. It's out there off Chalet Road. You never know there was a... Well, you might know there was a golf course.
The driving range is still there, isn't it? They built houses on it yet.
No, they've got houses down it.
There's houses on the driving range.
Driving range, houses down the middle of number one.
I know the guy bought it.
18 fairway, one fairway, middle 17 fairway. Like, it's crazy to look at it.
A couple of them on the back should have been people's yards anyway.
Yeah, they were a little bit small.
Yeah, one of them was real short. I can't remember which one it was now.
Fun time.
Okay.
Long time.
I heard it this time, and we're going to be right back to the Gardeners.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Put me in. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and my client promise is I will always go the extra mile and cover all the bases when guiding you through buying or selling your home. Ready for life's next chapter? Visit me at Brenda.ReinhartRealty.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Come to Southern Salads for burgers, pasta, barbecue, and of course our famous homemade chicken salad. Come in for lunch or dinner, or to save you time from cooking, take it home. We also have convenient packaging for tailgating or parties. Southern Salads, York County's home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
But it's summertime and I don't want to stay in this town. No, I want to sit there in the sand.
Sit there in the sand.
Watch those golden sands go walking by.
And I just got the signal from Matthew, so we're back to the gardener's bench. Mr. Rector and I have been talking about our week, well, mainly his week. And we're going to
talking about, I've been all over the place today.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that this week that they listened and that we had too much fun.
Yeah, well.
We can't have fun doing it. We don't need to be doing it.
And my wife's father told her years ago, he said, Tracy, you can't just run around having fun all the time. So she proved him wrong.
Don't talk bad about your wife now.
I'm not. No, I said she's been able to have fun.
As much as I like your wife, my wife likes her even more.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
So we can't say anything bad about Teresa. We get scolded by both
we
of them.
We need to all get together for, I guess, a Gardener's Bench Christmas party. We'll have a go out to eat.
We can do that with the six of us. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, well, we're here till
just bring or turn the receipt in here when we get done.
That's right.
Thanksgiving. The week before Thanksgiving is when we stop this year, I think.
No, is it?
We
get might be so much demand, they might make us do it all.
Nah, I don't think they want us through Christmas. They got so much football and everything else scheduled. It'd be hard to get
need
us
a break.
In there.
Might need a break by then.
Well, say they use this time for Clemson and South Carolina football during football season. So I'm really surprised they kept us
till
Thanksgiving.
Football will be over by almost Thanksgiving anyway.
Well,
are you ready for some football?
Hank Jr. Anyway, back to what we're here for.
Well, we talked about mine. What's going on with yours? Did the rain? What does the rain do to you over there?
It makes them grow.
Rain's you get to not water a couple of days when the rain comes.
Well, The problem with that, we could usually keep the irrigation going, and Tommy got on a little kick there where he was going down and cutting it off. Well, if you forget to cut it back on, you've got a problem. And if it starts raining and you don't get as much as you think you're going to get, you got to go cut it back on and run it anyway. So until we get pretty much a half inch or better, we keep it running. And we've got it on water sensors.
Every day?
Yeah, every day in the containers.
Yeah, the container will dry out real quick this time.
And we got some stuff that's pretty overgrown in the pot, so you got to keep it going. Some of the younger stuff doesn't need it that much, but poor Patrick was slammed so bad this spring that when they potted it, he just put it where he had space, not where it needed to go. You know? So now that's what they've been doing for the last 2 weeks.
Moving stuff around.
Yeah, and I think he started.
Too much sun.
He started potting yesterday again. So.
Well, I noticed in my backyard, all my stuff, I watered some of my in pots. I had to move them around because there's just too much sun or, you know, certain time of the year.
Yeah, I have to water them every day.
It'll dry out quick.
Don't take long. Depends on the kind of pot it is, too.
Now, that's true.
Plastic pots aren't too bad, but concrete pots. That concrete absorbs a lot of water.
Oh, really?
Or not. And you got to be careful on those.
And what kind of holes it's got in the bottom?
Yeah, the drainage. You can't have. I mean,
you want to have a hole in there. I've actually bought some pots that didn't, and plants died because he ends up sitting in a swamp.
We had a lady, a real good customer, and I won't say her name because everybody in town knows her. But she bought her own pots, and we planted in them. Well. The guys, they've 12 pretty good sized containers. Well, they checked the first 8 or 10, and they just didn't check the last two. Well, the last two didn't have holes in them. So when she watered them, the water ran out of the pots, out of the top of the pots.
Wow.
Had to go back and pull everything out and drill holes in the bottom. But I don't know why the last two didn't have. I mean, they were all the same kind of pot, same style. They came in a bundle.
I think a pot would have a hole in it to begin with, but.
Somebody got in a hurry, I guess, and didn't drill them. But that's a big thing you need to check. Pots, you got to be careful. There are a lot of things you can put in a pot that don't want overwinter here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm catching it right now. I said, well, that's not real cold tolerant here. Well, mine's been good, doing real good. I said, well, when did you plant it? March.
Yeah.
You know,
hadn't had a winter.
Yeah. And we hadn't had a winter last two winters, really. I mean, the Easter, where we got down to 21 or whatever it was, the coldest we had all winter. Mm-hmm. And if we get nailed, some of these people are going to find out what's going on.
Yeah, we haven't had extreme temperatures.
It's been a while. Yeah, I didn't realize it had been that long ago since we hit the 5 degrees, but it's probably been 5 or 6 years now.
I bet. Yeah, at least.
Yeah. Now, that was a cold one. We had all our cold protection houses covered.
That was bad on you.
Then we took gas heaters in there and slid them off to keep it warm enough to freeze them and all that mess. And that's a nightmare.
That's when it's not fun to be in
part of the game,
business.
Anyway, it's the landscape inside, the rain kind of messes you up. Do you bring them in? Do you leave them at home? And it seems like every time we tell them stay home, the sun comes out. So we don't do that anymore. We just tell them come in. And
my guys and cut grass, it's pouring down rain at 8 o'clock and 11, the sun's shining like crazy. So
they tell you it's going to rain all day, and then the sun comes out at 10:30, and you don't see it.
Yeah, Monday morning, I'm on the way to work, and a customer of mine, old Steve Wilson, has a very good lawn business. I was going down past that Wendy's. He cuts on 901. And, boy, he was out there in the rain cutting it. I said, man, that dude's diligent about what he's doing. But
Southern
Lawns. Got to stay on the schedule.
Southern Lawns.
Yeah.
He's been around a long time. But he's like me. If he doesn't do it in the rain, he's not going to get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got all that trying to cut on Friday. Trying to catch up.
We reached the point that it was just, you know, we either do it and get wet or we don't get it done. So,
Well, some things you can cut when it's raining. Some you can't. Some yards you just can't get on.
The good thing right now is we're back up about 10 weeks out now, but we were 16 and we got down to 7, and he sold a couple of big ones in the last 2 weeks. But it's we've got real good help. Everybody said, "Well, you need some help." Yes, I need some help, but I got good help. Been with me a long time. I just need more of them.
Yeah,
and. You know, one more person's going to tell me to pay more money, and I'm going to slap them because I'm paying them what they ask for. I'm not negotiating, and then they're still quitting. So I don't know what you're supposed to do about that. I mean,
it's tough to find somebody to work outside just nonstop. I mean, it's that work pool is getting smaller and smaller, I guess.
The
younger people, they'd rather do some kind of computerized stuff.
They would, and
not manual labor. But there's some younger kids out there that want to get in that field. I think it's a good thing to get in, to be honest with you.
Well, we've got a lot of young people this year for some reason applying for part-time work. I just don't have enough openings for all of them, but I hold them because who knows, somebody might quit tomorrow. But it's what I need right now is somebody with a driver's license, good driving record, and a little bit of knowledge. Don't have to have a lot of knowledge, but a difference between an Azalea and a Holly, you know, that kind of thing. And they're not out there right now. They're all employed somewhere. And I guess it's time for another break.
Yep.
So we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and save money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wiley and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
This is Steve Crump. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscape and home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape-quality plants, bushes, trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're trucking right along today, staying right on schedule. Well, miracles never cease, does it?
Started talking about food during the break. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, you mess things up talking about food. Shrimp and beef tips.
I must be hungry. I told you I went to work early this morning. I've had nothing but half a cup of Mountain Dew so far, so... No substance in there.
Well, hopefully McDonald's will tell you they can't.
I gave up on all fast food on Saturday. I go by Pop's, little breakfast lunch place on the way. It's right on my way to work. Go in there, I can tell them what I want, and they have it out there faster than I sit through a drive-thru. So, if you've never eaten at Pop's, go down there. It's on Ebenezer. Down there used to be a bar there called End Zone, and.
Oh, that's gone.
Pops is where the end zone used to be.
Pops is where the end zone used to be. I haven't been in there yet, but there's a crowd of people there every morning when I go through there. But.
I went there, like I said, I went to work early this morning. It had 20 cars out there at 6:30 this morning, so that's good. Something else.
I don't think they had quite as many there today as they've had in the past.
Pack them in there. It's good. So try it. Give it a try if you ain't there. If you ain't had it done when you're on your way out there to Newport to go to Rolling Hills and Carolina Fresh today.
That's right. Be there 9 to 3. In fact, Tommy's probably already there.
And we do have some extra sod. I counted my sod this morning. So I have some Bermuda. I have some Palisade Zoysia. I have some Centipede. I think that's Seemed like there was one more we had, but I know I have those three. So if you're looking for some rolls, we sell them by the roll, $6 a roll, or buy half a pallet or whatever. So we got almost a pallet of the Palisades, the Wide Blade Zoysia, and the regular 419 Bermuda. So
okay.
I don't usually have things on Saturday. I usually have a little bit, but I got enough now. So,
will that hold the Monday?
It will not.
You have to
so
throw it out.
If you come after 1 o'clock and make a deal, wheel and deal, get it out of there. And that's unfortunate that it doesn't last that long this time of year. But
I didn't think where you make it, spread it out or something.
Yeah, if you took time to roll it out.
That's
and all, but
it's a lot of work.
I used to do that when I first started there like 15 years ago, and I was like, oh, I don't know. We got 1,800 acres down there. Depends on what it is. If I need somebody wanted some Monday morning, I could roll it out for them and water it. It's amazing the heat that builds up
in the
bottom of that pallet, especially when it's damp like this. It gets downright hot. I know you've seen molts pile when it gets smoking like that, but I've almost seen the sod do the same thing.
It does build up, and we've been known to lay it out. They have a half pallet. We'd take it down back to spread it out where the irrigation sprinklers will hit it. And then use it within a couple of weeks.
Yeah, a couple of my other landscapers, they got a little nursery where they have some plants. They just take it, roll it out on there, and wet it.
But if I get a bunch of it, it's there forever.
Yeah.
So we don't do a whole lot. We had some the other day.
If you don't use it quickly, it'll grow, attach itself to the ground.
Oh, yeah. Well, we used to put it on top of gravel so it's easy to get up or on the fabric. So
some people put it on that black fabric. It'll dig into that
stuff. We do that. But we got a sod cutter we can cut it up with. That's the best money we ever spent.
Really?
Back in the 80s, 87, 88, Tommy wanted a sod cutter because the Turtle Creek he'd worked for up Mooresville had one. And they were, and the only reason Turtle Creek had one is Larry Edwards, who owned the place, was an avid golfer. I mean, he was a scratch golfer. And he liked to play around in his backyard, so he used to cut sod out of his backyard.
Funny.
So we got one. That's the best money we ever spent. I mean, anything does wonders. That is, we're one of the few landscapers. All the golf courses had them, but not many landscapers had them. So when Bill Astley was at Rock Hill Country Club, he and Todd Armstrong, theirs would break down, they'd borrow ours. Yeah. But they're always passing somewhere. Yeah,
you ever want a good workout, go rent you a sod cutter or something. That thing will
It'll work
beat you to death.
Yeah, we'll work you.
Well, the ones now are heavier, so they kind of, all you do is hold it, you get it going the right way, the different depths and all that stuff, it kind of works its way through there. But one, we used to have it, Carolina Downs, we'll talk about that again, we had put a cinder block on top of it, trying to make it hot, and that thing would just jar you to death.
We got a Ryan, and it was, it was about $3,000 back in the 80s, so. A heavy load.
Yeah.
It takes three people lifting on the truck.
You can't get it off a truck. You gotta.
Yeah, it takes three. And we've replaced the blade on it probably 30 years, 8 or 10 times. That's it. I mean.
You still got the same one?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Well,
he looked at buying
it's
a new
like
one.
It's not like every day.
It was $5,000 for a new one, and it wasn't built half as good as the old one, so we kept the old one and just redid it. And,
I mean, it's, like I said, you don't use it
every day. We replaced the wheels on it three times.
Really?
But we don't use it every single day. It's not like the dingoes or some
that's
of that
it's good to
stuff.
Cut a bed out with. And
this time of year, we'll spray the beds, but in the starting when they go dormant, we always side cut the beds. Mm-hmm. We don't. Till the grass under, and you're asking for trouble doing that.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people try it, but it doesn't work out too well. Because if you don't get rid of the weeds and grass, it's going to come back.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what you do, it's going to come back.
I've always liked to kill it, but like you said, in the winter, you can't always ensure that it won't come back.
We sod cut it out in the wintertime and spray it in the summertime. And
the thing about using a sod cutter, you end up with a lot of material to get rid of.
Yeah, but usually just somewhere in the back of the yard or somewhere you can put it out.
Yeah.
Or not, we just haul it off. I mean,
You got plenty of places to dump it over there.
I got a lot of a lot of bare spots on the dam and all that on the lake, on the pond that I can cover it up with. So.
That's good. You can rent one of those. All these local rental places have one. So.
I haven't been to one in a long time.
Well, if you don't know what a saw cutter is, it's a piece of machinery. It's about 14 inches wide, blade roughly 16 inches wide. And what it does, it goes underneath the grass about an inch or so, and it just works back and forth, the blade working back and forth, cutting the roots. And it's basically you're doing just what we do at the sod farm. We go through there and cut the sod, and you can roll it up and chop it and get rid of it or whatever. So it leaves you a nice smooth surface if you have the blade set, you know, exactly right. So
you can adjust the blade depth.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Within reason. And my theory has always been the more roots you get, the better off you are.
Yeah.
But my guys first said if you get too much roots, it gets awful heavy.
Yeah, it does. So we're headed to a break again. We'll be right back.
Yeah, we're rocking and rolling now.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Put me in. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and my client promise is I will always go the extra mile and cover all the bases when guiding you through buying or selling your home. Ready for life's next chapter? Visit me at Brenda.ReinhartRealty.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell, but they have great color vision? I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Am I ready? He's asking me. I'm ready whether I get, if I don't get to go. You wait, don't make it back to me.
Matt gave me my ELO fix that I like to have.
Yeah, you have had one of those every Saturday.
Yeah, it seems like it's a good, I love ELO.
And now back to the plant thing. I get a lot of people coming in that have moved here from there again. We don't have a northern invasion this time. It's from all over the world. Mm-hmm. We're getting people from places I'd never even heard of before. But it's the best time to plant, and we've always said it since the early 80s, is October to March.
Mm-hmm.
That's your ideal planting time, and that's because the plants are generally dormant. Mm-hmm. They're not putting on leaves. They're not putting on flowers. They're just kind of sitting there getting ready for the spring.
Weather's good. It's not hot. And rain.
You can there's some argument among quote professionals, but we've always believed that during the wintertime they'll put on some root development.
Mm-hmm.
Usually about an inch every 2 months. Now, the inch every 2 months where the argument is, but with what we've seen over the years, that's pretty much true. So if you get them planted in September or October, you still got to look after them a little bit. It's not just say, okay, they're planted, it's cool now, bye.
So the roots are very important. So
yeah, and if you get some root development going. Mm-hmm. Now, the other side of that coin is the majority of plants we sell to the public go in the spring.
Yeah.
And it's azaleas, encore azaleas, regular azaleas, camellias. They want to see them bloom.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know what they look like when they're blooming. Well, the only time you can do that is when you plant them in the spring. So, you know, which if you take care of them through the summer, it's not a problem.
Well, when you run a landscaping company, you can't do your whole planning from October to March. No. I mean, you got to do it year-round.
We do it year-round. And
sod, we sell it year-round, too, and that's not necessarily the best time to be putting some of it down, but you follow directions and stay on top of it, it's fine.
We kind of got it down on the sod thing. I guess we've been doing it so long that it's kind of Tommy and them know what to do, and we had a problem with, and that wasn't our fault or the sod company's fault. I won't say who the sod company was.
That would be.
It was probably Mother Nature's fault.
Yeah.
When we put the fescue down, it looked pretty good, and then all of a sudden it turned off hot as blue blazes, and that's the wrong thing to do at that particular time in the process. But we've changed it out a little bit later, and now it's doing wonderfully. And it was even hotter the second time than it was the first time. So explain that to me.
I've done good on training people the last couple of years, and just we don't sell fescue during the summer because I get calls every day for it. But it's just not a good thing to do. And by the time we get to the end of May, I'm just done with it till late September because it's
hard. It's a disaster. It's tough.
It's not going to make anybody happy about me bringing it in and. You're going to put it down. It's going to look like junk. It's going to get fungus on it because you're having to water it.
Well, your fescue is going to kind of turn.
Especially a new sod. I know some established yards can turn dormant in the summer, but if it's a new piece of sod, if it turns dormant, it's gone probably.
Pretty much. You don't have enough root system there to sustain it.
The same way with seed, if you're trying to seed something. Fescue. We sell a couple pounds of seed to people here and there just to do spots or something, but I talk them into not doing it. Unless they just got a brand new house, it's dirt, and they got to put something on it, you can go ahead and put some on there, then come back in the fall and redo it again.
Well, back in the day, we used to do a lot of centipede seed, and that, you're talking about a pain now. That stuff, the seed's so tiny, it's hard to spread it. Did a lot of Bermuda, the hold and unhold, but then the sod became more popular. And I guess it's when the track builders started sodding the front yard and seeding the back. You remember
what
all
you
that happened?
That was good advertisement for sod.
Yeah, and I had one 2 weeks ago. The lady asked me, "Well, what's the big difference between us seeding and sod?" And I said, "Sod that you got to install long seeding. It doesn't matter what it is; it's going to take 2 to 3 years."
Yeah.
It's not going to be walk outside and look at it tomorrow. It's going to be an ongoing process. Even your Bermudas. And we've done one with Zoysia seed.
I haven't had much luck with Zoysia or centipede.
Or trouble or not.
Yeah, I've had some luck with Bermuda, but it just has to stay wet. And we're right here at the end of the time to seed all those grasses right here. I was talking actually to Steve yesterday about that, but he said it's too late, but you may say it too, but I say you got to the end of July, but it's to get it germinated and all that.
If you're going to do it, you need to do it pretty quick.
Yeah, do it quickly.
We have done it into August, but you can't go far into August.
I just usually like to call it off at the end of July.
But like I say, we hadn't done much seeding in the last 20 years. I mean, it's all gone the other way around, so. I don't know.
The problem is you end up getting a lot of weeds. You break the ground up in the summer, and you can't use a pre-emergent to prevent weeds when you're seeding, and it just
turns
into a bad
thing.
We've
been doing the last couple of weeks, people. He finished up some pretty big projects, so he's going around the people that we do the maintenance. I say maintenance. It's not mowing grass, no.
Yeah.
Light pruning and mulching. And we always put a snapshot, which is pre-emergent, in the beds
when we
do the mulching. And you'd be shocked how many weeds that takes care of. It's not very it's expensive. You buy it by the 50-pound bag, but actually putting it out, I think we charge $3.75 a pound or something
that.
Usually it doesn't take
a save you a lot of time picking weeds.
It does. And you don't have to take a chance of spraying weed killer up around
your plants. Football is coming up. You don't want to be out there picking
weeds.
That's right. You could be watching
football, man. Anyway, Matthew's sending us the music again, so we'll be right back to finish up this edition of the Gardener's Show.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
BioGuard makes pool care a cinch with simple systems broken down into three easy steps. This is Barrett Elder. Following our simple program, you can sanitize and kill bacteria and destroy contaminants using algicide to stop the algae.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Come to Southern Salads for burgers, pasta, barbecue, and of course our famous homemade chicken salad. Come in for lunch or dinner, or to save you time from cooking, take it home. We also have convenient packaging for tailgating or parties. Southern Salads, York County's home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell, but they have great color vision? I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Al, we're on. I'm waiting for you to give me the signal.
It's going to be a lovely day.
Yeah, I've been watching the signal and listening to music, and I didn't see the signal, and he said, we're on. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to wrap up this edition. I think he said we had a couple minutes here. Invite everybody to come see us. We got some good-looking plants right now, and patting them, we counted all of them and got them spread out a little bit, and we're just potting stuff up every day right now. And
it's good. Steve,
long as we keep getting rain, we don't have problems.
Steve's open 9 to 3, and my store's open right now 8 o'clock till 2.
We're 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, and 9 to 3 on Saturdays.
And I'm 8 to 5:30. I'll say.
For some reason, I thought y'all were 6 o'clock.
We quit that years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I come over there a lot in the afternoon, don't I?
Yeah.
I'm lucky to get out of the steel by then. But we still got some pretty stuff going on. And
I still got to get over and get some perennials for shade. I need to.
Oh, we got some gorgeous perennials right now. They're looking real good.
You can actually see what they're going to be. They're
blooming big time now.
Buy them in the winter, you buy a pot of dirt. You don't know what it's going to look like. So.
And they came through. Are you familiar with fire witch dianthus?
Mm-mm.
The great dianthus
has a pink.
We got a new variety this year, and that thing will knock your socks off.
Really?
Yeah, it's just awesome. But we got a bunch of them to choose from right now. We ran out and had to buy in, and then we finally got our plugs late. But they should have been ready a couple months ago, and they're not, but they're looking good right now. But anyway.
I got some new. One thing I want to tell everybody, too, we bought in a lot of boulders and rocks and natural stone that you ought to come look at. It's real pretty stuff from Tennessee. And actually, we have some river rock now, too, which is always a shortage on river rock, so.
Mm-hmm.
We got baskets of that for $190. Looks pretty good. So, putting your flower beds around your new plants you buy from Rolling Hills Nursery.
Tommy does a lot with the boulders. They can make or break a yard.
Yep. Yeah.
Some people like them, some don't. Okay, we're going to call it quits, and we'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Gardener's Bench, brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. Join us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench with Steve Crump and David Rector. Heard every week on WRHI FM 100.1, AM 1340, and worldwide on WRHI.com.